Yeah, we're ready. Okay, I wanted to just give everybody on some chizik. Today is the English anniversary of the start of Daf Yomi last year, March 2nd. And only 6.5 years to go. Hashem, 1/6 is unbelievable. We already said it's 1/6 in halacha. There's shtus in onah. 1/6 is a significant number. So everybody should keep going. Baruch Hashem, be mechazik ourselves. And let's keep learning the Dvar Hashem. Just one thought that I saw yesterday that I couldn't hold myself back from letting you know. It was from 2 days ago. The beginning of the perek started off with Ve'elu Ovrin. Ve'elu Ovrin bePesach. These are the items that you violate. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So it was Kudach Ababli, Shechar Amadai, Chomitzu Adomi, Vizesim Amitzri. So I saw from the Shemi Shmuel that these symbolize the Dalad Malchius and the Dalad Golius. You have Mitzri, the Golus Mitzrayim, and the Golus Madai, and the Golus Edom, and the Golus Bavel. But you have all four Golias. And he says that Elu, Arba Malchius Elu, Yavrim and Olam Bepesach. If we do what we're supposed to do on Pesach, the Elu Ovrin, these are going to leave if we ultimately zoche to what to Rachmi Shemayim on Pesach. These will be over min haolam and will be zoche to the Matzbiach Loni Yishur Bekarov. So, Bez Hashem, Keni Yiratzon. That was in Biurei Chasidus. Okay, so now we continue. Today is Daf Mem Dalad. Today is Daf Mem Dalad, and today we have a Daf about Yaradeya. We have three very important topics regarding Yaradeya, just to give us a small hakdama. About the three issues that are going to come up. We're going to talk today about Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, Tam Ke'iker, and Achilas Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. Heter Mitztarif L'Isser means I have Heter and Isser combined in a place. Heter and Isser. The Isser is there. The Isser is Ba'en. The Heter is there. But there's not enough Isser to combine to the Shear. So there's a principle called Heter Mitztarif L'Isser. The Heter combines and is mashlim the Shear for the Isser. And I eat both of them, so then that's Usser. That's Heter Mitztarif L'Isser. Tam Ke'iker is a different idea. Tam Ke'iker, again, there's a chlokes, but generally, is where the Isser might not be there anymore. Some tray fell into somewhere, it gave off its taste. The Gemara is going to give the case where you have wine and water went into the wine or water went into the grapes. You remove the grapes, and now the water has the taste of the wine. That's Tam Ke'iker. The Isser is not there. It's not like Heter Mitztarif L'Isser. The Isser is not there, but the Heter tastes like Isser. That's called Tam Ke'iker. And number three is Kedzayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, which means that you have a mixture of Isser and Heter. There is not enough Isser. It's similar to Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, but it's a slightly different concept. There is not enough Isser in a pure, unadulterated Isser, but what there is if you eat this mixture, Bechtei Achilas Pras, which is the normal time it takes to eat a certain amount of bread. Poskim say it's anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes. Right, that's what we're machmir for daraisas and making for the rabbanans. But anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes is bechtei achilas pras. If I would eat this entire mixture bechtei achilas pras, I would be eating a kezayis of isser. That's kezayis isser bechtei achilas pras. That's what that principle means. I might not need that. Ain be'ina lo oxide bechtei achilas pras. That's what the idea is. That if you would eat bechtei achilas pras, but mainly you'd be eating the entire isser because there is a kezayis of the isser in this mixture. So those are the three principles that are going to come up today. Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, Tam Ke'iker, and Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. Okay, so now let's get into the Gemara. Five lines to the bottom, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurin Shebat Torah, Ein Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, by all Isurin in the Torah. Heter is not Mitztarif L'Isser. The Heter cannot be mashlim and combined to complete the shear of the Isser. Chutz mi isurei nazir, except for the isurei nazir. As we know, the nazir is not allowed to, besides cutting his hair and tamei meis, but the one that Gemara is focusing on now is any product of grapes. And by any product of grapes, the Gemara says, heter mitztarif l'isser. Shaharei amra Torah, mishras. The Torah says, mishras. What's the pasuk of mishras? Rashi quotes, mishras is anything that is soaked in something that's asur mishum grapes. So we assume that let's say you have bread that is soaked in grape juice, and the bread and the grape juice combine for the isur. That's what's taught to us by the word mishras. So that's the sugya of heter mitztarif l'isser, only by isurei nazir. Rashi here has a chiddush. It's three lines from the bottom, where Rashi says, ve'einan mu'uravin elako echa nikar. Shitas Rashi is that Heter Mitztarif LaIsser doesn't only apply when there is a Ta'aroves, but even if you have the Isser and the Heter Nikar, they're recognizable, they're together in a bowl, they're recognizable, as long as you eat the whole thing, that's Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. And ask the other Rishonim, what are you talking about? You have the Heter, you have the Isser. You have the Isser, there's not enough Isser here. You have the Heter, that's Mutter. So it sounds like, seems like from Rashi, that Rashi, all Rashi requires is a Maisa Achila. Two ingredients, and they don't have to be together. You need a Maisa Achila, and you have to eat some Isser. As long as you have a Maisa Achila, which is a Kezayis, you're eating a Kezayis of something, and you have Isser involved in that, that's all. That's Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. It doesn't have to be one unit according to Rashi. It doesn't have to be a Maisa Achila shel Isser. It has to be a Maisa Achila, comma, and you have a Maisa Achila, even though they're Nikar Bifnei Atzmo, and you have Isser in there. That's the principle of Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. Rabbi Rishonim argue with Rashi. The Rabbeinu David here, the Ramban and the Muhammas say that it has to be Me'urav somewhat. We'll get to how much Isser there has to be in this mixture. Is there a minimum requirement? But that is the Chiddush of Rashi. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan says that by all Isser in the Torah, you do not say Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. You need a Kezayis of Isser, except by Yisurei Nazir, where the heter can combine to be mashlam mashir of the yisr. That's Rabbi Yochanan. V'ze'iri amar, a little more expanded, afsa or bal taktiru. Ze'iri says not only by Yisurei Nazir, but also by the yisr daraisa of adding yeast, adding a rising element to your carbon mincha, as we had the end of yesterday. That also is... you hold Heter Mitztarif LaIsser, because you don't have to make the whole Kezayis of Haktara into Isser, you just have to put a little leavening agent in, and that would already be Usser because of Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. As says the Gemara, Keman, K'Rabbi Elazar, who is Ze'iri like? Rabbi Elazar, the Darish Kol, as we had yesterday, Rabbi Elazar is the one that says, even a Ta'aroves by Baal Taktiru is Usser. Rabbi Elazar is the one who says that in learning it out from the word Kol. So ask the Gemara on Ze'iri, I hachi, if this is true, l'inyin chametz bepesach nami, even regarding chametz bepesach, it also says the word kol there, kol machmetzah, as we had yesterday. So even by chametz, you should say Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. Says the Gemara, in hachi nami. That's true. You're right. According to Ze'iri, even by Pesach, the principle of Heter Mitztarif LaIsser would apply. The la'afuke mida abaya. The only reason Ze'iri said Baal Taktiru, and he didn't say Baal Taktiru and Chameitz, is because he was wanted to exclude the Shita of Abaya. The Omar, who Abaya says in Meseches Menachos, Yesh Haktaro Lefachos Mikazayis, Abaya says that the mitzvah of Haktara could be even done with less than a Kazayis. So according to Abaya, there is no raya that Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. Because it could be that the little sa'ar, the little taroves that you're putting in, that's all there is. Because you don't need a full kezayis for haktara. So Ze'iri is alluding to go against Abaya. Kamashwa to haktara la lafachos b'kezayis. No, the chiddush is that you need a kezayis. If you need a kezayis, and then only a little bit is going to be sa'ar, so it must be based on the principle of Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. That's why Ze'iri emphasizes Baal Taktiru, but in a chinami, he says it even by chametz. The post can discuss that. Good question. Yisrael asks, how could he hold Heter Mitztarif LaIsser is mutter b'cholat arkula? What about the Isser of Chatzi Shir? What about the Isser of Chatzi Shir? So hopefully we'll get to some approaches to that as we go along. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamer lo l'hashmaitza. Rav Dimi was sitting. I just forgot one note. The Ravid here in the back, in the Asakas Ravid on the Rif, he asks a question which he does not answer. He says, what does the Gemara say here? The word kol teaches me Heter Mitztarif LaIsser by Baal Taktiru and by Chametz. Ask the Ravid, there are 35 Yisurim in the Torah that say the word kol. Kol chayla v'chol dam. Kol, here he quotes on Yudal and Ma'alef. He says, v'yish v'komos, let's start with here. He says, there are some problems with the Gemara, which all of them can be answered, except for the following problem. He says, except for what it says, b'tchilas ha-shmua, according to Ze'iri, v'amaylo akshi le'kol yisurin shabbat Torah nami, t'haksiv kol chelev, kol dam, kol nevelev, v'chol asheret ha-sharet ha-la'aretz, v'chol she'in lo sh'napir v'katz keses, v'chol sheret sa'of, v'chol kodesh l'siga. He says, what's the Gemara getting so excited about? The word kol, including Heter Mitztarif LaIsser. It says kol by 35 Yisurim in the Torah. Nothing unique about Chametz and Baal Taktiru. And he says, v'dover zed sarach iyun. He does not answer. So how do you read the Gemara according to Ze'iri? The word kol teaches me had the Messiah for Isser. It says the word kol many times. So the Raivan does not answer, but his countryman, the Meiri, also from the Chachmei Provence, the Meiri quotes this question from the Raivan, and he gives an answer. And he says, Tirtu, Shekulam Srichim Lagufa Inyan Mipnei, Shiyeshlo Harbe Minin. By all the other kols that are mentioned, it's needed because there are a lot of different types of dam. There are different types of shrutzen. There are different types by those other contexts. So therefore, the Torah has a call to include all the types. But by chametz, what is kol including? Basically, sa'or and chametz, you know, is included in the word kol. There are five different minim. We learn in daflam and hay, and there's five types of grains. Near Ali says the Meiri be'elu she'ein echad mehem roy lafakpik bechimutzo yosar mechadero. There's no reason to pick one more than the other. If it says machmat, says all five are included. But aval elu yish be'nehen chilik gadol. And he continues to explain how by all the other calls in the Torah there are reasons to be mechalik. Sheretz of sheretz amayim chelev of a behema chelev of a chaya dam dog. So you go through by each of the others, that's why the kol there is not extra. Mash'enkin by chametz and by haktara, the kol is extra, and that's why it is dafka darshin tir. So another hosafa, and then we'll continue. I just saw something from the Slonim Rebbe, another Chassidish of Art, second one of the day, where he says, what's the hetemet stari fla iser? What is hetemet stari fla iser? So he says, al pi drash, al pi musar. Shekol in yani ha'olam nechlokim lebeis chalokim. O mitzvah, o aveira. Everything we do in life could be labeled either as a mitzvah or an aveira. Right? We go to work to support our family, to live a life of what is Hashem? Mitzvah. Everything in life is either, every second, we're either doing a mitzvah or we're either doing an aveira in that larger category. V'she'ein shum inyan shel heter. Vizehu pirish heter mitztarif la'isser. Shem eino mitzvah hari mitztarif la'isser. There's no neutral zone in life and no neutral action. Whatever you're doing is either mitzvah or heter, which is mitztarif la'isser. And he said that's what he quotes from the Beis Avram, the earliest son of Merebi, from Pasuk by Yaakov and Esav. Mincha hi shalucha la'adoni la'esav. He says everything we do in life is mincha hi shalucha. It's a mission. We're on a mission. But every action is either la'adoni or either la'esav. Mincha hishlucha la'adoni la'esav. That's what he says. And he quotes from the Magen Mezrich also, but that's what he says about hetem etzarif la'esar. Now we get back to the hardcore halacha. Yosef Rav Dimi v'karmel Allah ha'shmaitza Amr le'a bayil Rav Dimi v'chol yisur shema Torah ain hetem etzarif la'esar. Or by all yisurin, right, we don't say hetem etzarif la'esar, but v'hatanan, the Mishnah says in Tevul Yom, ha'mikpa shel truma. Remember, a tful yom is someone who went to the mikvah, who was tameh, he went to the mikvah in the afternoon, he's going to be fully tahar at night, he could already eat maaser sheni, he has to wait to eat truma that night and kachem the next day, if he's one of the mechusrei kippurim. The halacha is, we treat a tful yom like a sheni latuma. That's what's important for us here. We treat a tful yom like a sheni latuma. So it says the Mishnah, ha-mikvah shel truma, v'hashum v'hashem in shel chulin, if you have a porridge, an oatmeal, right, a mix of truma, and there are some truma spices, garlic and oil of chulin. The ikker is truma, and the spices are chulin. V'naga tful yom b'miksasan, and the tful yom touched part of this mixture, pasal, and so the issue is, most of it's chulin. So most of it, if the tful yom touches, nothing happens, because there's no such thing as a shlishi b'chulin, right? We don't hold like that shita that we quoted of Rabbi Akiva. There will be kiva that holds a shlishi bachulin. But you consider it as if the truma was touched, because this truma in here, because truma spiced up the mixture, so says the Gemara, if the ikker is truma, so then pasal is kulon. You treat the whole thing like truma, and the whole thing becomes pasal. Hamikba shel chulin, but the opposite, if the ikker ingredients are chulin, v'hashum v'hashemen shel truma, so I said it the opposite way. I said it the good way. Hamikvah shel chulin. But if the ikker part of it is chulin, v'hashum v'hashem min shel truma, and it was just spiced up with oil and garlic of truma, v'nagal tful yom b'miksasan, and the tful yom touched part of it, lo pasal el makom ago. So then only the place where he touched is going to be pasal. Right, the Rashi quotes here, it's l'chumra ba'alma. Rabbi Nadav said it's l'chumra midrabanan. Really, nothing should be tameh, because the ikker, you go by the ikker, and the ikker is chulin. But we're machmir l'makom ago bilvad. You just machmer for the place where he touched. V'avinabon, we asked on the Mishnah, makam agol my psula habatulu tavlin barov. Why is the place where he touched tameh? It should be batul barov. Rashi here says that the havamina here is that the concept of medume, which is truma and chulin mixed together, is a din derabanan. That's the havamina here. Isn't that a din derabanan? And therefore, it should be batul barov, and you should meet the oraisa. You shouldn't have any tumah here. But Amar Rabba Bar Chana matav. So why did Rabba Bar Chana says? So what's the reason that the truma is not excluded? The tumah is not batul, and so says the Rabba Bar Chana hoel bazar loka alein bekazayis. The reason is because a zar will be loka bekazayis. The zar is going to get malchus if you eat a kazayis of this mixture. So once you know a zar is going to get malchus, therefore that's harai. That's not batul. And Rashi says, what's the maskana? Meduma daraisa. That the concept of truma and chulin mixed, that's what just the havamina maskana here. That just changed. To meduma, a mixture of truma and chulin is daraisa. So if a czar eats a kezias of this mixture, so he's going to get malchus. That's the discussion related to that Mishnah. So now we're going to relate that discussion to us. So hey chidami, what are we talking about here? You eat a kezias of the mixture? How much of Isser is in here? You have some spices. How can you say that you can get Malchus? Isn't this proving to me that even by Truma, you have the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser? Because you don't have the shear of Isser here, you just have some spices, so doesn't that prove Heter Mitzarif L'Isser? And the Maram Chalav on this line even adds that this shows that for the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, it doesn't even have to be half and half. Now, how much spices? You have half spices, half food? He says, obviously not. You have a couple spices. Even a miut of Isser kicks, the principle of Hedemisar Isser kicks in. Which how some Rishonim say that, some Achronim say that might not be what Rashi says. Because Rashi, the first Rashi on this whole Sugya, on the previous Amud, says, Ochal Chatzi Zayas Chelev, Vachatzi Zayas Basar. So is that maybe Rashi's alluding to it has to be half and half. But even the Maram Chalava says here, Lachor, it's not half and half. Right, it's only a few spices, and you still say Hedem Asayfal Isser, is this the Kasha? How could you say it's limited to Nazir, and Chametz, and Sa'ar? It also applies by Truma. So the Gemara says, lo. No, it's wrong. There's no riot from this Mishnah, and the discussion on the Mishnah that it's Hedem Asayfal Isser. My Kezias, Dika Kezias, Bechtei Achilas Pras. Kezias here means, the second principle that we alluded to in the Hakdama, you have a kezias in the Chinami. It's a large mikpah, and you have a kezias of Isser, b'chtei achilas pras, which means in the amount of food that you would eat in this 2 to 9 minute time period. So you have enough Isser in there, a kezias of Isser. So you don't need the principle of Hetem Mitzarifel Isser. And as long as, you see from the Gemara, as long as you eat Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras of Isser, you're going to get Malchus. You don't have to eat unadulterated Isser. You just have to eat the Isser Bechtei Achilas Pras. That's called a Maisa Achila La Avera, just like we know it's called a Maisa Achila of a Mitzvah, just by the Mitzvah of Matzah. Well, you don't have to stuff the matzah in your mouth in one basachas, right? We hold that, right? We don't do that. You have to eat it within, right? We try to be machmir because it's a mitzvah daraisa. So a couple minutes, whatever it is. But again, that's achila kezayis, but achila pras. Says the Gemara, the kezayis achila pras daraisa he. Is that a din daraisa? Kezayis with achila pras? Ask the Rishonim. Of course it's a din daraisa. In 42 places in Shas, it says kezayis with achila pras. What's the Gemara's question? It's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So they ask the Rabbeinu David, of course it's a kedayis b'achilas pras. So he explains, no. The question of the Gemara is kedayis b'achilas pras even by taroves chametz? Something that's not the normal kedayis, why you have matzah, so it's pure matzah. So if you take your time to eat it, now of course we know kedayis b'achilas pras, or iser. But when it comes to taroves, that's what's not as pashit. Says Rabbeinu David, Ella, So that's the Havamina here. Is it true that Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras by Taroves is Daraisa? So Gemara answers, yes, it is, because it is Usher even B'Taroves. So Ihachi, if that's true that in all these cases what we're talking about is a case of Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, so let's get back to Chametz for a minute. Amai Pligi Rabbanan Alei Rabbi Elazar B'Kuta Chabavli. Yesterday we had a Shita of the Rabbanan who said that there is no Malchus by Taroves Chametz. What do you mean? Why isn't there Malchus by Taroves Chametz? If you're going to eat a Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras here. If you eat a normal, regular-sized helping within 5 minutes, and you're going to have a Kezayis of Chametz in there. So why shouldn't the Rabbanan say that's Usser? Why don't you say you get Malchus there? They're eating a full Kezayis. Elamai. So what, the Gemara's going to go back and say, Mishud the Hetem Mitzarif L'Isser? So you're going to say it's the other way, so it's based on Hetem Mitzarif L'Isser? So still, why did the Rabbanan reject that? So, my pleager Rabbanan L'Isser B'Lazim, because of Chabavli. Either way, why do they reject Het HaMitzrayim for Leisur? Why do they reject Kazayis Bechleyachi Lespras? So the Gemara says, Ella, really, there might be a Kazayis Bechleyachi Lespras in the Chefsa of the Chametz in front of you. But you know what? Hanach l'kuta chabavli, the less be kizayis bechtei achilas pras. But in the kuta chabavli, in this dip, this milchik dip that you're going to use, there's no way that you're going to consume the kizayis bechtei achilas pras. Fine, inherently it might be there, but you're not going to consume it. Why? Ibe eni dekasarif. If you just gulp it down whole, which is very unusual for this spicy milchik dip, which we said wasn't good for not good for your heart, for your head, for your eyes. But if you do that, v'ka'achole, and you eat it that way, ba'la da'at v'ezeh kaladam. Your das is nullified, meaning halacha does not recognize such an unusual action. So therefore, even if you want to eat the kazayis bechilas pras, we don't recognize it as a maisa achila. V'i mishtar kashatir v'achil, and if you just eat it in the normal way, like a dip, less bechadayis bechilas pras. You're not going to have a kazayis bechilas pras, and therefore, there is not going to be malchus according to the rabbanan. Kazayis bechilas
pras,
Kazayis of the Isser. No, Kazayis of the... You don't need Kazayis B'Achilas Pras doesn't mean of the whole mixture. It just means that might be based on its principle called Tam Ke'ikar, which we'll get to later. But let's say, if you have an Isser that's Mu'urav in a whole Taroves, if you only need Kazayis of that Taroves, that's not called the Kazayis of Isser B'Achilas Pras. That's what the Gemara is assuming now. As opposed to Hetzem Mitzarfel Isser, correct. Hetzem Mitzarfel Isser means you don't have enough Isser. That's true, you don't have enough of it. Right, they're kind of opposites, Hetzem Mitzarfel Isser and Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What happens by Tarovis Chametz? Here we're talking about Tarovis Chametz, Kedei Achilas Pras. It sounds like that according to the Rabbanan would agree by Chametz Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras normally, if it's not Kuta Chabavli, and they would agree to Malkus. That's what it sounds like. If you look at the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam Perek Aleph Halach Abav is a question in the Nosa Kalim who he actually paskins like, because Reb Elazar also holds a Malkus. That's what the Rambam says. You're ain't chayev in kares, but the Rambam's chiddush is that you're not chayev kares on ta'arovas chametz, even if it's kezayis bechtei achilas pras. Ain't chayev in kares ela achilas atzmo shel chametz. According to the Rambam, you're only chayev kares on pure chametz. Pure chametz. Aval iruv chametz kagon. He quotes all the cases of the Mishnah. Kuta chavadiv shechamadiv chalad doma lahen shachametz mu'urav bahen im achlon bepesach loke ve'ein bo kares. Ba'med zavaram amur ben the Rambam adds, when do you see this kares? When there's no kares, but there's a malchus. When there's kazayis bechtei achilas pras. If there's no kazayis bechtei achilas pras, then you don't even get malchus, says the Rambam. You get malchus mar. This is an issa derabbanan. There's a major discussion. Who's the Rambam paskening like? Reb Elazar the Rabbanan, not for now, but just to know, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos argues. The Rambam in Kuf Tzadik Ches, when the Rambam quotes this separate isser lav of Atarovas Chametz, the Rambam says, V'ha'emes bazehu inyin kulo hefech midvarav. I argue on him both by Achilas Pras and Kedei Achilas Pras. By Chametz, which you have Kezayis Chametz Bechtei Achilas Pras, the Rambam said that's Osir lav and no kares. The Rambam says, that's kares, that's Chametz. You're eating a kizayis of chametz. So what? It's intermixed with other items. That's chametz. Perash chayon of karis l'divrei akol. Vein bubber ibi yazeh. That's not included by kol machmetzes. That's chametz. Aval hu ikar chametz. Shabbat Torah l'malkus v'lakaris l'fishu k'chametz gomer b'fnei atzmo. What's the difference? You have other items within your eating. But you're eating a kizayis of chametz. And he says, if it doesn't have kizayis, v'chay l'chilas pras. So that's malkus. If it doesn't have kizayis chametz, that's kol tarovas chametz. That's what you need the ribi for. The Rambam says that's mutter daraisa. So says the Ramban, no, he argues on both levels of the Rambam. Kizayis bechtei achilas pras, according to the Ramban, is full chametz. The Rambam says that's only a lav. If you don't have kizayis bechtei achilas pras of your eating, the Rambam says that's mutter, midaraisa, it's also midarabanan, while the Ramban says that would still be asadaraisa with malchus. That's machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, what happens by ta'aroves chametz. According to the Rambam, you can never get malchus with kuta chabavli. Correct. You can never get malchus with kuta chabavli. Though, as we mentioned, the Rambam says that you can violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh. The Rambam holds like Rashi on the Mishnah, Ve'ilu Ovrin. So sometimes you have an Isser Achila, and you have a by Rabbi Yimatzeh, but you don't have Karis. There is another interesting discussion in the Achronim, based on this. What does Gemara say? That kuta chabavli is impossible, because if you eat it, if you just chug it down, then it's not going to be a recognized bais achila, and if you eat it the normal, slow way, so then it's not going to be kizayis bechtei achilas pras. What about tea? The tea shaila. What's the T Shaila? Not Bishul B'Shabbos. We're not talking about that. The T Shaila is the Hilchas Brachas Shaila by T. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sibin Reish Dalid, Hashosh Semayim Litzma'o, if you drink water, you say a Shahako, and then you say a Bari Nefashos afterwards. Says the Ber Hetev in Reish Dalid, Sifkat and Yud Beis, do you say a Bari Nefashos on tea? Or coffee? Say a Bari Nefashos? So what do you say? Do you say a Bari Nefashos on tea? What's the Minhag Olam? You say, if we remember, hopefully, that is what we're supposed to do. So the Shaila is, usually tea or coffee is very hot, and you're not going to drink the requisite amount of a Revius in Kazayas B'Chayel Filas Pras. In 9 minutes, sometimes it takes longer than 9 minutes to drink tea. And once it's, well, I wait 9 minutes, it's too cold, I don't drink it anymore. So some Achronim prove from this Gemara, there's no Bari Nefashos on tea. Because what does it say here? If you drink it the normal way, so then, that's it. There's not called these, not called the Maisa Achila. That's where the Ber Hetev quotes 10 Achronim on each side. Ein Shana Arik Nesla Gadol Lab Shema Ariya Bulafia She'ein Levarach Bracha Achron Ashtiyas Kafe She'mach Mas Chuma Regilu Mishtosa La'at La'at V'shon Metchilas Ashtiyat Sofa Tvei Mirabiyas V'chein Iskim Ha'gon Rav Yosef Rosens. That's the Mishnah Melech and Elchaz Brachas Rav Amarim Bim Chabiv. That's the Yom Trua on Rosh Hashanah and the Mari Levi, etc., etc. Ava Mari Ashkafa Bachas Zagadola, it was another 10 Achronim, agree that you do make a bracha because that's the normal way of drinking. The normal way of drinking tea is nice and slow, and it's not derech to drink it cold. That's the normal way. Machlokas Naposkim. Again, that's why he quoted some they quote from some Achronim, wait till it cools down a little bit so they can drink it. But a lot of times that's not why we drink tea. We have to drink tea to make drink it hot. Either way, that is a shaila in the poskim, and that's based on one of the big rises brought up from this Gemara. This Gemara seems to be a raya that you don't, should not make a Bari Nefashos when you drink a hot drink. Okay, continues the Gemara. Eisvei, shtei kederos, achas shel chun v'achas shel shuma. Two pots, we had this earlier, the test of yud. You have two pots, one of chun and one of shuma. V'lefein shteichem uduchos, achas shel chun v'achas shel shuma. You have two pots, and you have two grinding instruments in front of these pots, and the grinding instruments has truma in them. V'naflu elu l'toch elu, and you know some spices, some ground items fell into the pots, and you don't know if the truma fell into the chulin, the truma fell into the truma. You don't know. So mutarin says the brayza, it's mutter. Why? Shani omer truma l'toch truma nafla v'chulin l'toch chulin nafla. You could assume that what happened was min matzah min esvino, the chulin found the chulin and the truma found the truma. So ask the Gemara, v'yama k'dayis v'dechilach pras daraisa, amayam rin shani omer truma l'toch v'chulu? Question mark. If k'dayis v'dechilach pras is daraisa, this should be a savi daraisa. How could you be meko? Shani omer, truma, chulin. If k'dayis v'dechilach pras is daraisa, maybe you have a k'dayis v'dechilach pras of the what was nitchan in this mixer, and just savi daraisa. So says the Gemara, I'm really no. Hanach l'chumas tavlin derabanan. Even if you say kadei achilas prasas daraisa, we're talking about tavlin here. Tavlin that you ground up of truma. That's truma derabanan. As we said in the past, Rashi and Tosfos in a number of places hold that dagon tirosh v'yitzar are chayiv in truma. The Rambam even adds peiros are chayiv v'daraisa in trumas and maestros. Yurakos, everybody uses derabanan. Spices for sure are not included in dagon tirosh yitzar or peiros. Tavlin. So Tavlin is for sure Durabanan. So that's why it's Durabanan here. That's why you could go Savi Durabanan Lakulam. Eisvei, Shtei Kubos, Achas Shel Chulin, Achas Shel Shuma. Again, you got two barrels here. One of Chulin, one of Shuma. Levem, Shtei Sa'im, Achas Shel Chulin, Achas Shel Shuma. And you have two Sa'as of grain. So now we're not talking about spices anymore. It's going to be the same question, but you can't give the answer of Durabanan by spices, because here we're not talking about spices. So you have grains again in the front of the barrels. One of Chulin, one of Shuma. V'naflu Eilotoch, Eilu Mutarin, Shani Omer, Chulin Toch, Chulin Naflu, Shuma Toch, Shuma Naflu. Same thing that you can assume chulin fell into chulin and truma fell into truma. Shiny Omer. Again, how can you be Mako Durabanan? Isn't if Kadei Achilas Pras is Daraisa? So Amar Lei Hanach L'Truma Bizman Hazeh Durabanan. There's another Kibda. How can be Durabanan? It's Truma Bizman Hazeh, which is Durabanan. So again, there's no Kasha on the fact that we hold Kadei Achilas Pras is Asur Mi Daraisa. What did they do with that Truma? They would sell it to a Kohen. Give it to a Kohen. So which Truma? Nowadays, truma, we don't give it to the kohen, we just dispose of it. We take off a small amount, and we dispose of it. Truma semaisrus. Right? We can't give it to a kohen. First of all, the kohanim are tame. Second of all, we don't know who a kohen muchzuk is. People say they're kohanim. Do we know for sure that they're kohanim? So, some people have shtari yichus. Now we have the DNA kohen thing. that they're trying to find all the Kohanim. You know, we've seen this, but in general, that we just dispose of the Trumas and Maisers. Second to last line. The High Mishras. Now back to the beginning of today's daf. Right at the beginning, we had said that the word Mishras by Nazir teaches me the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, which again means if you don't have enough Isser, and you have some Heter, you have some Isser in there, you don't have enough Isser, the Heter can be Mitzarif and Mashlim the Shir. Says the Gemara of Ahai Mishras L'Hach Yudasa, is the word Mishras teaching me Heter Mitzarif L'Isser? No. Hi, mi boy, look at the Tanya. Mishras teaches me the following. Mishras Litain Tam Ke'iker. Mishras teaches me the principle of tam ke'iker, which means she'im shara anavim b'mayim v'yeshbem tam yayin chayiv. The principle of, even if you don't have any isser there, there's no ba'en there, there's no mamashis there of the isser, just the taste of the isser is there. It fell in, and let's say you took out the isser, let's say a treif piece of meat fell into your pot, and you take, right away you took out the treif piece of meat. You took it out, so what's left in the pot? There's no treif meat. The tam, the taste of the treif meat is still in there. That's called tam ki'iker. Tam ki'iker. So that's what you learn from mishras. If you have water that was soaked, that grapes was soaked in it, that you took the grapes out, you only have the tam of the grapes in it. Chayiv. That's what you learn from mishras. So how could you learn tam ki'iker? And interesting, the Karen Ora notes in Nazir, where the sugi comes up, that is tam ki'iker is not a svara. We don't know tam ki'iker misvar. We need a mucker for tam ki'iker. Because you wouldn't have, just because the taste of an isser is in something, you don't say automatically that's usser. You might say the Torah only asser is mamashus. Only asser is mamashi sir, not just taste. But you have a mucker though of tam ki'iker. Mikana tadon l'chola tarakula. And you learn from here, l'chola tarakula to tam ki'iker. Again, this is a huge topic, just two ha'aras about tam ki'iker, and then we will continue. Rabbeinu David here notes and relates to the difference between these two principles that we are discussing, tam ki'iker and heter mitzarif l'isser. He says, heter mitzarif l'isser, v'tam ki'iker heim shnei dvarim. As we explained, ikar pirsh, heter mitzarif l'isser hu, kishenis ariv mamish isser im ha-heter. There's a eruv of mamish isser and mamish heter, and you don't have enough isser to be mashlim this year. That's called heter mitzarif l'isser. And that's A. B, v'tam ki'iker is no, you don't have any isser. Shaha iser no sin tam beheter ubatil mamashal shel iser bein shalom nafal mamasha iser bein shalom nafal mamashal shel iser and you took it out, it was batil. See, they're very different principles, and he said each one of them has a uniqueness. Each one of them has a uniqueness. Tam ki iker has a uniqueness. The chiddush is that it's aser even though it's not there. Only the tam is there. Heter misarif l'iser is the chiddush is that. That's exactly what it is, that you don't need a full shear of Isser. V'nitzah, heter mitzarif, and according to Rashi, it's even more of a chiddush, remember, because they're not even combined, they're just sitting next to each other. V'nitzah, heter mitzarif l'Isser, mash'enkin mitam ki'iker, shelo, and also, lokin al tarovis mekizayis. By heter mitzarif l'Isser, you'll get malchus. V'yafal pikein, so that's the difference. He says, though, that at this stage of the Gemara that we just read, the Gemara assumed that tam ki'iker is more pasha lesser. Right, because what does the Gemara say? Why should you use mishras for heter mitzarif l'Isser? Use it for tam ki'iker. Mashma, that if you have a choice, tam ki'iker is the one that's more pasha lesser, even though there's no iser here. So no, but once you have the tam, that's the tam. So that's what the Gemara assumes now, that it's more pasha to aser tam ki'iker. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll say the Reb Chaim on tam ki'iker. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Uma Nazir, and if you, but just like by Nazir, She'ein Yisur Isur Olam, a Nazir isn't forever, right? It's however, there is something called a Nazir Olam, but a general Naziris is less, right? He or she, Ish o Isha, you can have a Nazira, they can make their own length of time. Stam Naziris, we mentioned the Shloshim Yom, it's not Aser Isser Olam, so it's a Kal Isser. Vein Isser Isser Hana, and there's no Isser Hana from wine. V'yesh Heter L'Isuro, and if he would want, he could be shoel on his Naziris, and it could end asabo tam ki'iker. So by Naziris, which is a kal, a low-level isser, we say tam ki'iker exists. So kilayim, for example, she isuro isser olam, kilayim is asur forever, v'isur isser hana, and kilayim is also, kilah hakerem, is also asur bahana, v'ein heter l'isuro, and there's no way to get out of the isser. So it's a more chomer isser, eino din she asur tam ki'iker, so surely we should say tam ki'iker by kilayim, v'hu adil arla b'shtayim, or for example, by arla, because arla is also more chomer, because it has two, at least, of the chumras mentioned. Which two? So the machlok is here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says, isuro isser hana'a, Arla's Asr Bahana, and Ein Isuro Isr Olam. It's not forever, because after 3 years, the Arla's going to be Mutter. Arla's for the first 3 years. But there's no Heter, Isuro, right? Like, there's not, that's the one that's excluded by Arla. Tosfos in on top, he says, what do you mean that this, Rashi says that it's not Asr La'olam? These fruit that grew are Asr La'olam. Whatever grows after the third year is going to be Mutter. So what do you mean? This is not Asr La'olam. So you see here, the Rabbeinu Tam on the fourth line of Tosfos thinks that it's Arla really here means that the Ravai really means the fruits of the fourth year, which is Heter Lisuro, and you can bring them to Yerushalayim, and you can be posed them there. So as Machlokas, exactly what that means. But either way, that's Tam Ke'ikur. So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. How is it that we darshim from the word Mishras? Heter Mitzarf Leisur, shouldn't you darshan Tam Ke'ikur? And as Rabbeinu David said, Tam Ke'ikur is the more poshut one Leisur in this stage of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Hamani Rabbanani, maybe this darshaning of Tam Ke'ikur is the sheet of the Rabbanon who argue. They don't hold of Heter Mitzarf Leisur. For Rabbi Yochanan, Davar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan, who said Heter Mitzarf Leisur from the Pasuk, learns it, holds like Rabbi Akiva, who does hold of Heter Mitzarf Leisur. And the Gemara is about to figure out, hey Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva holds Heter Mitzarf Leisur. Just one hour before we continue, just to mention the Reb Chaim about Heter Mitzarif, about Tam Ke'ikur. The Reb Chaim Nichols Maaser Karbanos has the Chakira Tzorech Iyun. How do you understand Tam Ke'ikur? Tam Ke'ikur. Im hu zed da'amrinon da'al yedei ha'tam chashiv nikar ha'iser v'lef bei din bitl klau. Does Tam Ke'ikur mean that Hilchas bitl don't kick in? Usually there's something called bitl, right? Bitl b'ro, bitl b'shishim. If there's taste in this mixture, the Dini Bittel don't kick in, and therefore, it's like the real Isser is still here. Dini Bittel don't kick in. That's one way to understand Tam Ke'ikur. Don't say Dini Bittel. Oh, de be'emes chalal Isser din Bittel. Or do you say, says Reb Chaim, no, Bittel kicked in. There's nothing here. You know what? There's a new Mechayiv. There's a new Mechayiv called Tam. Not related to the Isser. It's a new Mechayiv. V'rakta gam Tam Isser yishbo din Isser. That's Tam is Asr, just like Iker is Asr. Not like approach number one is Tam is Ke'ikur, because it's like the Iker is still here, because there was no Bittel. The second approach is, no, the Dini Bittel kicked in. There's a new Mechayev, the Torah is Mechadish, Tam is also Asr, like Isser is Asr. Ukolashon HaGemara, Tam Ke'ikur. Rav Chaim says even the Lashon sounds like approach number two. So he brings the Raya's back and forth. First he brings the Raya from Mishnah Chala, where it says, let's say you have a dough made out of rice, grains. If it has tam dagon, then it's chayiv and chala, and you could use it for Pesach. If it has the tam of dagon, says Reb Chaim, if tam ke'ikur is a new mechayiv, the whole chitin was batel, the new mechayiv, there's no way it could be used, the tam of chitin, to be yotzei Pesach. It's a new idea. It's only Asr Misham Tam Ke'ikur. You can't think it's going to be Yosei Matzah with that. So he says from that mission, it sounds like it just Dine Bittel didn't kick in. But it's not a new Mechayev of Tam. Then he brings another Raya from another Gemara, which seems to say, no, it's not Batel. But he goes back and forth in this Chakira. Whether Tam Ke'ikur is a new Mechayev, meaning it was Dine Bittel kicked in, or do you say that no? All Tam Ke'ikur means is that Dine Bittel didn't kick in. At the end, he has somewhat of a middle approach, but if you would like to look at it, it's Maisa Karbanos. The first one, Hilchas Maaser Karbanos. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Is this? Oh, we have two types of Ein Onshin of Kal V'Chomer. So, is this Kal V'Chomer? This sounds like a Kal V'Chomer from the outside. Sounds like the one that you would say Ein Onshin Min Hadin here. That's what you're asking. If you say Tam Ke'ikur means Dine Bittel did not kick in. It's very interesting. If you say Tam Ke'ikur didn't kick in, approach number one of Reb Chaim, then you would say that this Kal V'Chomer is really a Gili Milsa. It's not really a regular Kal V'Chomer. But if you say it's a new Mechayev, then you would say it's a new idea, and therefore you would be able to say an instrument Adin. Interesting. Nafkamina between the two Chakira. Right, some they say if there's no Nafkamina, then it's not a true Chakira. So now we have a Nafkamina. Okay, well he already brought a Nafkamina, but it could be Yosei be Pesach. Weiter in the Gemara. Hey Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Yochanan holding like that holds a Hetam and Sarfles? Elam Rabbi Akiva de Masnisan. Is it like Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah in Nazir? Titzan the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shashar Pita Bayayin, a Nazir that dips his bread in wine, the Yeshbo Litzarev Kidei Kizai is Chayiv. And if altogether it can combine for a Kizayis Chayiv. So isn't that based on the principle of Hetam and Sarif Leser? You don't have a whole Kizayis. Right, it's interesting, what's the shear of when you have this type, you go by kazayis or by revius. We have a mixture of liquids and solids. Because kazayis is usually a solid measurement, and revius is a liquid measurement. The Gemara here says kazayis, the Mishnah here says kazayis. So if you have you have to have enough to combine for a kazayis or chayiv. So aren't we talking about a case where the wine and the bread are combining? So isn't this based on the principle of hetem misayfle sir? So the Gemara says no. Umimai, to be passed umimai, yet double miayin lechude. Maybe the Mishnah is referring to a case if all the wine combines to a kazayis. And therefore, that's, there's nothing to do with hetem misayfle isser. Then what's the chiddush if it's all about wine? The chiddush is that even b'tarobes is going to be aser. Similar to what the Gemara said in Amud Aleph, that we said, how do you know this process even b'tarobes? So there's no raya from that Mishnah. Ella Rabbi Kiva the Brisa. Maybe Rabbi Kiva of the Brisa is the source. Detanya Rabbi Kiva Omer Nazir Shorapita B'Yayin. V'achol Kazayis B'Pasim Yayin Chayiv. Says it B'Feirish. Rabbi Nazir puts his bread in the wine and he eats a Kazayis from the combination of the bread and the wine. Chayiv. Says B'Feirish. Hetem Misayfel Isser. Fine. So now the Gemara says, so Rabbi Kiva is the one that learns from Mishras Hetem Misayfel Isser. Rabbi Kiva Tam Ki'ikr Minole. So how does he know Tam Ki'ikr? You might have a machlokas about Hetem Misayfel Isser, but everybody agrees to Tam Ki'ikr. So how does Rabbi Akiva, who uses Mishras to teach me Hetem Misayfel Isser, how does he know Tam Ki'ikr? Yalefi Basar B'Chalav. He learns it from the concept of Basar B'Chalav. What's the concept of Basar B'Chalav? Lav time of Almahu Vasar. I put a piece of meat into my milk, and now I take the piece of meat out. That meat is Asr. Even if I wash the milk off, if I cooked it inside, why? There's only Tam of the milk in the meat. There's only Tam of the meat in the milk. So the whole concept of Basar B'Chalav teaches me Tam Ki'ikr. So you expand it and learn it from Basar B'Chalav. Says the Rabbanan back, Rabbanan, you Basar B'Chalav, lo gamrinan, de chiddushu. You can't learn from Basar B'Chalav, because Basar B'Chalav is a chiddush. We'll get back to that in 2 minutes. For my chiddush, what's the chiddush of Basar B'Chalav? Right, Rashi quotes, just to go to the Rashi across from where the Bach is. Chiddushu, kol isuro temahu, vidvar chiddush, she'eno motzi b'ninim shari isurim. There's something unique about chametz. So the Gemara says, my chiddush, what's the chiddush? Ilema. About Basar B'Chalav, I'm sorry. About Basar B'Chalav. So my chiddush, we discussed this in the past a little bit. There are chumras and kulas about Basar B'Chalav. So ilema the ha'ilu chudei kai, v'ha'ilu chudei, v'ha'ilu chudei shari. If you want to see the chiddush is that each one of them separately is mutter, u'bahadi hadadi asr, and all of a sudden they come together, they're asr. That's not so unique. Kalayim nami, ha'ilu chudei kai, v'ha'ilu chudei shari. V'ha'ilu chudei, v'ha'ilu chudei shari. Kalayim also. You have separate, ingredients, they're mutter, u'bahadi asr, and together they're asr. So Ella, this is what's unique about Basar B'Chalav. Ella di taru le kula yom v'chal b'shari. If you would soak it all day, then there's always a daraisa of cooking. That's not called cooking. Bashal bishuli aser. And the second that you cook it is aser. That's the only type of iser that you find such a halacha. That soaking it is mutter and cooking it is aser. So therefore, the rabbanan say you can't learn tam ki'ikr from Basar B'Chalav. Rabbi Kiva nami Basar B'Chalav lav chiddushu. Does Rabbi Kiva agree to that? That is a chiddush, so how could he learn it from there? So Gemara says, okay, he has another makar. El yalf mi gi'ulei nachrim. He learns it from gi'ulei nachrim. That means tarfus in a pot. Right, we know if a pot gets treif, and let's say I put my milchik stuff in my fleshik pot, and I cooked it in that day, so there's ta'am in the pot. So there's no mamashas in the pot, that's tam ki'ikr. Gi'ulei nachrim. The makar is when we got the pots from Midyan, and there was treif inside the pots. So lav taima ba'almahu, isn't that just tam ba'asr? Hachanami lo shna. The Rabbanan say back again, Rabbanan gi'ulei nachrim nami chiddushu. The Rabbanan again say that no, that's also a chiddush. You can't learn from blia. Daha kol nosein tam lufka mutter. Because usually we say if something tastes bad, if something gives off a putrid, bad taste, that's mutter. Degamrina mi nevela. We learn it from nevela. V'hacha asr. And all of a sudden, in here, it's also, we assume that taste that goes into a pot gets the status of nosein tam lufgam. The taste starts getting bad. It doesn't have the same taste as when it went in. So it's called nosein tam lufgam. And therefore, usually that's mutter. By all of a sudden, we have a chiddush by kashering pots that even though it's nosein tam lufgam, you have to kasher it. So that's a chiddush, so you can't learn tam ki'ikr from there. So Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds a chiddush, could Rabbi Chiya braid Rav Huna. Rabbi Chiya, Rav Huna, he says like Rabbi Chiya, to Amar, who says, lo asra Torah ela bakdera bas yoma. The context of Yulei Nachrim is only that day. That day, within 24 hours of when it's used, so nosein tam lufgam doesn't kick in yet. The concept of a taste going bad is only after 24 hours. So that's where Rabbi Akiva says the context of Gilui Nachrim is about. Hilchach lav nosein tam lufgamu. Therefore, it's not a chiddush, and that could be my makar for tam ki'ikr. V'rabbanan, but Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan say, no, it's still a chiddush. Why? Kedera bas yoma nami lo efshad lo pagma purta. Even within 24 hours, the second that it goes into the pot, it's called nosein tam lufgam. So that's the machlokas, whether that's called nosein tam lufgam, and that's the machlokas whether you can learn it from there. Whether Gilui Nachum is called a chiddush. One other hosafa to finish off. The Gemara says you can't learn from a chiddush. Why can't you learn from a chiddush? So a context is unique. It has a special din. So why can't you learn from there? Why can't you learn from a chiddush? So Basvachav is a chiddush. Gilui Nachum is a chiddush. Why can't you learn from there? So Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi on Omid Tes that what does the word chiddush mean? Wait, this is a chiddush. It means that I wouldn't have known it if the Torah hadn't said. So everything's a chiddush. I wouldn't have known tzitzis if the Torah didn't say tzitzis. I wouldn't have known tefillin and taras mishpacha and kashrus. I wouldn't have known half the Torah. So half the Torah is a chiddush? The Gemara only says it by specific cases. By Adam Zoman, the Gemara says chiddushu. By Basu B'chalav, it says chiddushu. So what do you mean chiddush? The whole Torah is a chiddush. So Rav Shechter quotes the Tosfos in the first paragraph of Yevamos Dav Zayin. Chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal. Chiddush means, doesn't just mean something new. It means something that goes against the established principles and rules. That's what chiddush means. Edim zomimim. It goes against what I would have thought. You have two against two. So if they just contradict each other, you throw them out. All of a sudden, if they say, you were with us, I trust the second ones. Why is that? That goes against the general accepted rule of throwing edim out if they contradict. That's what a chiddush is. So chiddushu, that's why you can't learn from a chiddush. Because what are you're trying to learn to the rule, by definition, a chiddush goes against the rule. That's exactly what chiddush doesn't just mean something new. It means davar hasoser es haklal. That explains beautifully. You know why you don't learn from a chiddush? Because by definition, chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal. So of course, you cannot learn something from a chiddush to the klal. That's based on Tosfos and Yevamos Dav Zayin. That's why you can't learn something from a chiddush. Whenever it says chiddush in the Gemara, it means it's going against the established principles. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow with more Hetem and Sarif L'Isser and back to Inyanei Chametz. Today's year was Azecha Nishmas, Chaya Bluma Bas, Bablima Bas Mordechai, Sarashendel Ben Menachem Mendel Chaim, and Harav Mechashim Ben Yaakov. Remember, 1 year, let's be Mechazek, and keep going. I said at the beginning of the year that today, last year, today was Brachas Daf Beis. So, one for a year.
With the toddler and the cones of the trumpet.
The what?